We talked about last Sunday what Paul wrote. Luke wrote. Luke was given credit for writing the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. There's four gospel writers of the same gospel. And Luke is one of them. And then Luke also wrote Acts, the book of Acts, a book that had never been ended. We are still living in the book of Acts today, right now, as you, where you are sitting, where I'm standing, people that are on planet Earth, we are still in the book of Acts, only book that's not completed. Amen. And the book of Acts is a unique book. All of them is Holy Ghost inspired. And all the epistles teaches us and tell us who we are in Christ and how to grow up and become effective in our faith walk, and that we are victorious and we are not defeated foe, but we are victorious people that's been raised from the dead, separated from sin, joined to God's heavenly kingdom. And we make up the body of Christ, those of us that's on earth, we make up the body of Christ on this earth. And that we are like him as he is, so are we on this earth. So I want to pick up where we left off Wednesday night, because if you want to get it all, you have to come to all the service, because I'm just going straight through. Amen. And if you don't get it, there's other ways, so you have to find out what's out there and get it. I think you can get it through the internet and stuff, so forth. But I will tell you this, as far as myself, I'm saying this by faith and the unction of the Holy Spirit. There'll be things that Jimmy will say by the unction of the Holy Spirit he never said before. There'll be things be spoken that you never, and things will be done you never seen or heard before from Holy Spirit. He will demonstrate his power, amen, in this place. And life will be dramatically changed, supernaturally, dramatically. And he'll never be the same, those of you that's receptive to him. Amen. So, there have been so much said about Holy Spirit that's been a false report on him. So that's why we're going to the Bible, to get the true report and the true message. And his purpose of coming to the earth and being among us even this day. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. If you remember, we close out and Wednesday night we was talking about what happened after the coming of the Holy Spirit. And he came on the day of Pentecost, just as it was said he would come. He came as a rushing mighty wind. Some translations say he came as a violent wind, a blast of wind. And when he showed up, it was 120 people in that place, upper room. And all of them were they were filled with the Holy Spirit. First time this ever happened on this fashion, in this way. That was though that the Spirit of God came upon under the old covenant. And you know, John, even Elizabeth were filled with the Holy Spirit. So the Spirit of God came on them. But never anything like this had ever transpired in the earth at that time. He made himself known. He didn't tip in the earth. He came in, and all the people that was at Pentecost, they were shook up because they never seen anything like this. People started getting saved and healed. Matter of fact, on that very day, 3,000 got saved, and they went from house to house. People were being saved every day, added to the church. And we can see just a little further in that chapter, 5,000 got saved, and then they still were getting saved. And here's where I am. Here's what I've been told to do, is to tell what happened from the Bible and not from someone's experience. You can have an experience, but you shouldn't magnify your experience over the word. Amen. Paul got saved on what? That Damascus road, right? He saw a light that was brighter than the sun, right? Did you get saved? Are you saved? You didn't see no light, did you? So Paul never preached your experience. He referred to it. But he said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart, I shall be saved. That's what he preached and taught, right? So I want to go on further, and I'm going to read this, and we're going to the 8th chapter of the book of Acts. Amen. And show you how consistent these believers, these new converts, these new believers, these apostles, these people that gotten saved and filled with the Holy Spirit, how consistent they were to reach the new convert in every place, in every city that they was, when they found out that people were saved. I believe the Holy Spirit gave these examples so we could have it for a pattern to follow. And so we won't get off on somebody's theory. Because so much in your life and my life, I grew up, as you know, and I grew up as a missionary Baptist boy. That's what I was raised. That's what I was born into. And I don't have anything against missionary Baptists. So in case you're thinking that, so you get that thought out your mind. That's where I was raised. And when I was born, that's the church they took me to. That's what I, when I first located or understood, come to know who I am as I was as a person, I was raised in a missionary Baptist church, which they did not teach a spirit-filled life. Amen. And for that reason, I went through a lot of stuff that I had to go through because I did not have the help of the Holy Spirit. And when he was referred to by others that I came in contact with, and I didn't know, we had a wall between us and what they call the sanctified people. Can anybody relate to that? We didn't associate with them. And did they have something goofy? You know they did, just like we did. Amen. But still, that's no discredit to Holy Spirit. How wise or how intelligent or how goofy you may be, that's still no discredit. The Holy Spirit is still the Holy Spirit. And he is in this earth to help us all. Amen. Amen. And that's why we're here.